Happy New Year to Todd Zwillick. There's plenty for Congress to think about as it starts the new year, and plenty more as well. Congress will soon take a vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act, but unlike numerous other votes that passed in the House and died in the Senate, this one may send something to the president's desk, fulfilling a 2010 Republican campaign promise to repeal and replace Obamacare. Todd Zwillick, Happy New Year, Takeaway Washington correspondent. That's going to be an election year issue, Obamacare. What other election year issues do you see in the coming months?
Happy New Year to you, John. That Obamacare repeal is going to the president's desk for the first time tomorrow. The House will pass that and fulfill a major campaign promise to Republicans. Now, you've seen 40 or 50 anti-Obamacare votes in Republican House and even in the Senate over the years. This one, the president will be forced to veto. And that kicks off the major 2016 election year in Washington as the president's back from Hawaii now and Congress filters back in today and over tomorrow. So, John, here's a big challenge. There are a couple of things that the president and Congress say they can probably get done this year. They've got to pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the big trade deal that got some votes before. That needs a final vote now that the text is out. That's going to be a heavy lift for the president. And the president and Republicans also think they can get something relatively modest on criminal justice reform, sentencing reform that we've been talking about over the last many months. That effort's getting scaled back a bit, but they think they might get something there. After that, John, election time, election time, election time, and it's contentious. Listen to Paul Ryan here promising to lay out a positive agenda for a House that he knows he's going to hold.
This isn't what a confident America looks like. So we owe the country a better agenda, a better way forward. We owe the country a fresh approach, a new plan, and that's what we're going to do. And so, no, it doesn't require the president. We don't agree with the president. This is why we are going to roll out our own pro-growth agenda, which will stand in stark contrast to the agenda that's been pushed through here in the last 7 years.
Is this also in stark contrast to the less than fresh extremist rhetoric from the campaign on the GOP side that we've already heard so far, that the GOP is trying to get a message that's other than walls and the kinds of proposals that have been made by Donald Trump and the like?
And herein lies the problem. Look, that's Speaker Paul Ryan. He knows he won't lose the House. Republicans have pretty much a generational majority right now and lots of safe districts. He's not worried about losing the House. But, John, the Senate and the national election is really on Paul Ryan's mind. He makes those statements about a positive 2016, a new Republican anti-regulation, small government, low tax, positive alternative agenda. And those statements are bookended by questions from reporters about Donald Trump, which he doesn't want to answer as Trump barnstorms the country with a largely xenophobic and racial tension platform that we've seen. So here's the big problem. It's not for Paul Ryan. It's for Mitch McConnell and the Senate. Republicans have a 54-46 majority right now, but are very much in danger of losing that majority, and they know it. John, Republicans are defending 24 seats this year, Republican incumbents up for re-election, Democrats only defending 9. That plays into Democrats' hands, but here's the other big problem for Republicans. 5 candidates up for re-election in states that Obama won, and in some cases in states that Obama won handily, like Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Ohio's a difficult one. Illinois, where Republican Mark Kirk is in danger of losing his seat to Democrat Tammy Duckworth, a member of Congress. And then, of course, New Hampshire. Kelly Ayotte, senator from New Hampshire, running for re-election in a state, John, where Donald Trump in the New Hampshire primary is up 14 points. And she had to go on TV a couple of times to reassure people that she would support the nominee of her own party if Donald Trump wins. It's an extremely complicated situation for Republicans trying to defend their seats and running down ballot from either Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, who is an enemy of the Republican establishment right now.
So I imagine Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in the Senate is having just a delightful time these days.
Well, we've been asking him, and we were asking him just before the new year, about how he uses the Senate floor and the Senate agenda to give Republicans the opportunity to try to win some of these races. He doesn't like to talk about it too much. Like Paul Ryan, he is promoting stability. We're going to make government function. We're going to show that we are the center-right governing majority. Forget about shutdowns, default threats, the ouster of John Boehner. No, that stuff's in the past. We want to be positive going forward, but Mitch McConnell's not delusional. Listen.
This is as far as I'm going to go, so I'll save your time of peppering me with questions about the presidential. We'd like to have a nominee who can carry purple states. because unless the nominee for president can carry a purple stage, he's not going to get elected.
Have you heard the new joke down in Washington, D.C.?
What's that, John?
How do you get a Democrat to speak for hours? Ask him about Trump. How do you get a Republican to shut up?
Yeah.
Ask him about Trump.
There's some truth to it. I mean, we're poking fun, but there's some truth to it. And it illustrates the complication and the headache for Republicans right now, not just establishment versus the populist right. That's a political problem within the party that they can harness. Look, Republicans effectively harnessed the Tea Party all those years ago and turned it into majorities. That's not the problem. The main problem for them is keeping the Capitol stable this year, giving their Republican candidates a positive, solid platform to run on, and they all know it. Ted Cruz is in second place nationally, and he's the guy who called Mitch McConnell the Democratic leader, calling him a capitulator, part of the Washington cartel. It's extremely complicated for them as Harry Reid and the Democrats go back to their old playbook. They've already promised this, John. They want to force votes on raising the minimum wage, fair wages for women, and Harry Reid has promised we're going to force lots and lots of votes on that gun issue. President Obama's doing his executive action, but they want to put Republicans who are in states that Obama won on the record on tough votes on guns. Kelly Ayotte, Mark Kirk, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, force them to take those votes.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.